RTL Original Podcast.
Hey there, and welcome to Song 2, the podcast where we try and convince you that the second song on an album is the best or most important. We offer up plenty of facts and you still rebuff us, and then we speak to artists and musicians and get their take on it as well. This time up, we've got Harry from Marusia. We spoke to him just before Christmas of 2025. It's been a little while in the edit, this one. You should ask Harry about it. It was my fault, not his. I was sitting in a car park overlooking a furniture shop, not the one you're thinking of, with the yellow letters on a blue sign, but a different one in Germany, and the internet connection was a bit sketchy, to say the least. Harry, though, has some great things to say on the Song 2 theory.
Hey, it's Harry from Marusia. You're listening to RTL Today Radio.
Lovely. Now, Harry, I run a podcast called Song 2. In that podcast, I argue that the second song on an album is the best or most important. We're asking musicians and artists to tell us if they agree or disagree, and to speak a little bit on the importance of track listing. So, Harry from Marusia, is the second song on an album the best or most important? And if not, why not?
The second song of an album, did you say? I don't know. I don't know if it's the most important. I think the second song of the album is just as important as everything else when it comes to like the track listening. If you listen to it as like one piece, it's almost like one song anyway, you know. I think it's important to just like make sure that it's got a storyline that makes sense and is, you know, it flows nicely and makes you feel like you're part of that artist's vision and journey.
Bellowed in the absence of valor, the red thick as blood as they hung for more power, contortions so wicked, the mighty devour.
As long as you're doing that, I think it, if you're listening to it from start to finish, then it doesn't really matter where it's placed, you know, as long as you are building your vision as an artist and allowing that the listener to be taken on a journey with you.
Who gets the final say, Harry? Is it you or is it collaborative across the band?
It's very diplomatic, to be honest. We all get the final say, and if it's a split decision, then we do a vote, usually. And then if it's 2-on-2, then, you know, we'll ask our producer. And, you know, it's just a socialist kind of value that we have in the band, so it's nice.
I think the way that albums are being consumed these days, though, is very different to how it was, I mean, a decade, two decades ago.
Yeah, massively, man. Like, streaming has just completely, it's made everybody, like, you know, into their own DJs, which in a way is cool as fuck. And I love doing that. Like, I love creating a playlist of all different artists based in a mood or, you know, an experience. But in terms of, like, actually interpreting what an artist is trying to tell you, I mean, you can do that a lot better in an album. In terms of, like, storytelling, especially music, it's become a lot more difficult to command that, you know, because there's so much music being released every day. There's, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of tracks, and so many people are, like, trying to find an algorithm or play the game or, you know, pay for advertisement and always trying to work on the socials. You know, it's very difficult, I think, for an artist to be heard. So people are just releasing short content to try and, you know, have that break or... So it's very detrimental for listening through and being patient with music, you know, listening to long form music or an entire album. I think it's rare that people probably do that today unless you are like a proper music fan. So yeah, but like, I mean, that doesn't mean to say that it won't change. I think that there's a huge resurgence already happening in this, with vinyl coming back around and that becoming so popular again. You know, that shows that there is a growing market that appreciates music for the art form of what it is, you know, rather than like a hit of dopamine or whatever people get out of little singles, you know.
Oh, yeah.